on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we're now going to talk, we've been talking rodeo all morning. We've been talking about the Kaw Valley Rodeo that starts tonight here in Manhattan. But August 1st through the 4th is the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene. And we're joined right now via telephone with Ruth Nicholas to tell us more about it. Are you there with us, Ruth?
Yes, Brady. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. Well, this is a big Abilene does good rodeos, and this is a very rodeo that's very steeped in tradition, been around a long time.
It is. This is our 73rd year this year, and we've been going a long time. And you know, part of our success is that we've got such loyal fans and sponsors and volunteers. But another part of it, Brady, is that next week the eyes of the rodeo world are really focused on Kansas, because there's four big rodeos in Kansas next week. So a lot of pro rodeo cowboys and cowgirls from across the nation come to Kansas because they can hit four rodeos within a matter of about 4 days and make some money and then go on to the next event.
And the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo, I mean, just you hear about this rodeo. This is a rodeo that it does have a lot of fans. It's very well known.
Yeah, you know, we know that people have a lot of entertainment choices out there, and it sure would be easy sometimes to sit on the couch when it's 100 degrees outside, although it's not going to be next week, thank you, Lord, very much. But you can sit on the couch and watch TV. We want to give you a good reason to come out and see the rodeo, good bang for your buck. So we hire good entertainment. We hire good personnel, announcers, bullfighters, rodeo clowns, specialty acts, so that when you come out, you are being entertained for the 2.5 hours that you're out at the Abilene Rodeo.
And go ahead and just give us some dates, times, and just some of the location stuff for people who may be interested.
The rodeo is next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Each night we kick off at 7:30. We kick off with mutton busting every night. We are in Abilene at the Central Kansas Free Fairgrounds. So it's more than just rodeo. Come out, have your snow cone, your corn dog, your, you know, those fair treats that are so delicious, and walk through the exhibits for the filaturers and the FFA kids and the open class, and then you can enjoy the rodeo as well. So we're a package deal, and in addition to rodeo and fair, the National Cowboy Rodeo Poetry Rodeo is going on in Abilene as well. It's a different event than us, but it's sort of in conjunction with us, and it's cowboy poetry. And they do cowboy poetry. They recite it all day long, August 2 and 3 and 4, during the day, and then your evening is free, and you come to the rodeo.
Now, one thing about rodeos, especially for the cowboys that are there, they're trying to make their paychecks at these rodeos. If you want to talk a little bit about the money expected to be given out this year, or not given out, but earned this year, and maybe compared to last year.
You're exactly right, Brady. So these cowboys and cowgirls, this is either their full-time income or a supplemental income, and they're doing it because they love it, but they're doing it for the paycheck as well. We'll see almost 500 cowboys this year, 490 cowboys and cowgirls, I should add, the girls, the ladies as well, and we'll pay out over $78,000. It'll probably be closer to $80,000 or $90,000 this year. And these dollars count towards the NFR, the PRCA standings. The ultimate goal for any cowboy or cowgirl is to get to the National Finals Rodeo in December in Las Vegas. And you do it by dollars. You've got to be the top 15, one of the top 15 in your event as of September 30. So if you win $2,000 in Abilene, that counts. And so they are, those cowboys and cowgirls going down the road are looking to earn the money and get on good bulls and horses, or have good rides and good runs in Abilene to get them to the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
And you bring up a good point, because I think that's something that maybe people who don't have a whole lot of knowledge on how rodeos work, that is something that's really different in rodeos compared to other sporting events where, like football, basketball, you have rankings and voters for those rankings, etc. Cowboys are ranked in a, it's hard to argue away. They're ranked just on how much money they make.
Yeah, exactly. We are a pro sport, but we are so different from NFL or Major League Baseball or NBA. These cowboys and cowgirls, there's no paid contracts at all. You get hurt, you have to go home, you are not earning a living for your family or yourself. So a lot of these cowboys and cowgirls will compete hurt. They are some of the toughest athletes, some of the toughest people mentally and physically that I know, because they will compete with broken bones, with sprains, with dislocations, whatever it is, because, number one, they love the sport. Number two, you're sitting on the bench and you're not earning any money. So that makes it sort of fun for the fans, I think. Rodeo is very, for lack of a better word, unvarnished, I guess. It's very authentic. That bull does not have any clue that you are a four-time world champion. He just wants to buck you off. So every matchup that you have in rodeo is fresh. It's real. You can't fake out a steer, a calf, a saddle bronc horse, a bull, whatever it is. So every encounter, every run is real and very authentic, which makes it very fun, I think, for the fan.
We have Ruth Nicholas on the phone with us. She's talking to us about the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. That'll be in Abilene from August 1st through the 4th this year. Rodeo begins at 7:30 each night. And, of course, it's like with a lot of rodeos, it's always a part of a lot of other entertainment, carnival, fair food, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, Brady, I have to mention, too, next Friday, which would be August 3rd, we do our Tough Enough to Wear Pink night. And I know the Manhattan Rodeo does that as well. Tough Enough to Wear Pink is a nationwide initiative. Each rodeo does it a little bit differently. And for us in Abilene, our money goes towards the Elsie Brooks Memorial Cancer Fund, which is a Dickinson County fund that gives out money to people receiving cancer treatment who need a little extra oomph, a little extra dollars at the end of the month to pay rent, to pay fuel expenses to get to their cancer treatment. When you're going through cancer, even with good insurance, there is extra expenses that you don't have the money for. So that's what the Elsie Brooks Fund does. And we've raised, over the last 8 years, raised over nearly $32,000 for that fund. So we're very proud to say, hey, come to the rodeo on next Friday, August 3rd. Wear your pink, and money goes to those people who need that extra funding.
And as you mentioned, Kaw Valley Rodeo does that as well. I believe that's Friday night will be the Tough Enough to Wear Pink night for the Kaw Valley Rodeo. And, you know, you mentioned, Ruth, just looking at some notes here, and you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but, I mean, really, this week, going into next week, the state of Kansas, when it comes to the rodeo world, a lot of eyes are on the Sunflower State.
It is. Manhattan goes on this weekend. Hill City Rodeo is next, I believe, Monday, Tuesday. Don't quote me on that, but it's close in there. Abilene is next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, August 1 through 4. Phillipsburg is next week, August 2 through 4. Dodge City is next week. So like I said, we get all the big dogs. We get the big names for rodeo that come to the Sunflower State. They stay for 4 days. For them, traveling to rodeos from Abilene to Phillipsburg to Hill City to Dodge is no big deal. That's a cakewalk for them driving, and it's another chance to make money. If they're not at a rodeo, they don't have a chance to make money. So they hit all four of those, or usually hit all four of those, and then the week after that, they're on to the next rodeo.
And as you mentioned, the NFR in Las Vegas is in December, and that's kind of the Super Bowl of rodeos, and a lot of folks really throughout all those rodeos that you mentioned that's going on, starting here in Manhattan all the way to Dodge City, you got a good chance of maybe seeing some of those cowboys that might be in the NFR.
Oh, very much so. Even in Abilene alone, we're going to see 11 of the top 15 bull riders in the nation. So if you come to the Abilene Rodeo, and you're seeing some of those same guys who are going to be at the NFR in Las Vegas. We have 7 of the top 15 saddle bronc riders in the nation. So you don't have to travel very far from home to come to the Abilene Rodeo. You know, it's not like going to Vegas where you need a flight to get out there. And you are seeing some top-notch rodeo. And you may not know the names of those cowboys and cowgirls, but you know they're not going to get bucked off, or at least they have a much lesser chance of getting bucked off. So it's a great show to watch. And it's just a great place to take a family. You know your little ones are not going to see bad words mouthed by athletes. They're not going to bring home something that they do that they picked up at the rodeo that you don't like. And it's a tribute, sort of a tip of the hat to our Western heritage. Kansas, really, 150 years ago, was cow country. Still is cow country. We just don't notice it as much. And this is Americana at its best. And it's there's nothing that beats sitting out under the stars on a Kansas night and watching the rodeo and seeing the national anthem played, and every single person in that grandstands will be standing for that national anthem, and it's just gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. I just love rodeo, and I just love what it stands for.
Definitely a big month ahead for Kansas and just the rodeo world overall. Ruth, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
That was Ruth Nicholas with the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene. Again, that'll be August 1st through the 4th, 7:30 each night. Thanks to her again. When we come back, we'll have Robin Cole with Pawnee Mental Health here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas.